Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. When Texas Parks and Wildlife purchased the McGoffin home in 1976, the El Paso dwelling came with its original furnishings and, some say, ghosts.
You know, a lot of folks believe that. And what old house doesn't have a few stories of things that have happened?
Mary Kay Shannon is site superintendent. One piece of furniture in the house that gets a lot of attention by more than visitors is Uncle Charlie's rocking chair.
Uncle Charlie is Joseph McGoffin's brother-in-law. The obituary for Uncle Charlie, front page of El Paso Times, Charles Richardson dies in chair. And it's true, he died in his sleep sitting in that chair. And it's that chair that has been known to start rocking all by itself.
The adobe house built in 1875 was home to Joseph McGoffin, a major civic and political leader in the late 1800s, and his dearly departed wife, Octavia, is said to still visit the gardens around the home, much to the chagrin of neighbors.
Our neighbors are calling the police and making police reports about this woman in a bustle dress walking around the perimeter at night.
The second Saturday of every month, visitors can take part in the McGoffin House Ghost Tour. And on October 21, you're invited to participate in a special candlelight tour of the house. For more information, including times and fees, visit the Texas Parks and Wildlife Events calendar. That's our show for Texas Parks and Wildlife. I'm Cecilia Nasty.